Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
cleaning your bed sheets.
Do you mean washing them?
No, you just clean them. Just
vacuum.
Just stand on top of your mattress.
Yeah, no, just get a broom.
You should vacuum your mattress though.
Yeah,
really.
You get dust mites and stuff.
Really? There, yeah.
God, I learned so much from you guys.
Throw my mattress out, which I should do.
Yeah. No, actually, no. It tells a story. You know what I mean? You'd never throw out your favourite book, would you? Different chapters.
Didn't you guys swap mattresses?
Technically, it's Nate's mattress.
And I would throw the hell out of that.
Oh, no, I'm telling you, you should throw yours away. I'm not worried about what you and Meg do.
Sit there and read a book.
Yeah, you wild animals.
You dirty things, aren't you?
I just look at you two and think.
And what's that? Orange juice? You guys have breakfast in bed?
What's the go there?
Oh, yes, we did.
They spilled Cocoa Pops again.
Mm-hmm, I know.
Just like a crunchy milkshake only.
Oh, no. Crunchy. So screwed that up.
I don't know. I didn't eat Cocoa Pops as a kid, mate.
I was never allowed. I was,
Fruit Loops. They're the loops that are fruity.
They had a song, didn't they? Fruit Loops.
I don't know. I wasn't allowed any. The only time. I know we'll have the conversation now. The only time I was allowed any of the sweet cereals was when we were on holidays, and it was those six packs.
The little boxes.
With the little boxes.
I was exactly the same, Jimmy.
Yeah. It's still the same when I go to Nanny Lynn's house. She still has them for me if I go to her house. It's the worst when there's only like something crap left. Like,
Special K.
There's Special K.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, I think Special K was in there. It was Sultana brand. There was
always Sultana brand. Yeah. No, I like Special K, Sultana brand.
Or even Rice Bubbles, which is like Cocoa Pops Light, which is annoying.
No, I think that's exactly what they are.
Yeah, literally.
Vanilla Cocoa Pops. Yeah. Huge show for the Friday. We did another blitz. Nathan and I emceeing the footy in Tasmania, North Melbourne, Brisbane. So we're just giving away a lot of tickets. So it's kind of throughout the whole show, which I just got to say, round of applause, Nath, for producer Grace.
Oh, she did well, didn't she, out there?
Well, I wasn't, because we did a blitz, so it was like everyone had called got tickets, so there were a lot of phones, but that's not why I'm applauding it. I'm applauding it because, as I said, the blitz happened throughout the show, which means there was constant sports chat
throughout
for 3 hours, which I'm applauding Grace for not falling asleep or...
Oh, no, I did, just with my eyes open. I'm asleep now.
Is that why that McDonald's caller got through?
Oh, no, we're not talking about that.
I don't know if that's going to make the show.
It is not making the show.
I hope not.
Yeah.
But you did a really good job,
because
I tell you what, it was non-stop. People think Grace has a team of 50 out there answering all those calls. No, just Jeej. Just little old
Jeej.
Just
me. But it's, you know what, it's so lovely chatting to like as many people around town as I can. It's just lovely to get to know people outside.
Really?
Well, a true story, actually, that didn't make the show. I love the behind-the-scenes stuff, is Grace was answering phones for Alpha Bucks, and I'd walked outside to go to the bathroom.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And on my way back, I was waiting until Grace, she'd finished one call, I was right behind her, she didn't know. So waiting until she answered the next call, and then she went, "Hi, it's Hit 100.9. So as she did, "Hi, it's Hit," I just tickled her and she went, "Hi, hi."
Yeah.
And the person just hung up.
They were not impressed by that. They were like, the level of unprofessionalism here is remarkable. And
Have you listened to the show? What was the noise you made?
Oh, it was literally like, "Hello, Hit 100.9.
There you go. I pulled the music down so we could isolate that and use that later on.
I hope you don't.
Can we go again?
No.
Well, maybe do it. Do it to her.
I'll walk over.
Oh, I'm expecting it now. All right, hello, this is...
No, I won't tell you when. Just be chatting to Nath and then I'll...
All right, Nath, how are you this morning?
I'm really
feeling
good,
Grace. Good?
Yeah, how are you?
That's good. I'm really good. I'm really nervous.
Why are you nervous?
I don't know. I just... I was like that.
Okay, now it's good recreation, guys.
I've taken my headphones off.
Oh, you're done. Yeah, it's the weekend. Jim, the cast of the 2021 Celebrity MasterChef has been announced. It's going to air later this year. Now, you and I were talking about it yesterday, but for those of you who missed this news, I'm going to start with the big names and work our way down.
It's a bit early for gossip, isn't it?
Yeah, nice gossip.
Poor Grace.
I
mean,
never get to do it. I thought I'd get in nice and early. Oh, look, someone's calling. I wonder if they're going to offer anything.
No, don't do that, because then you put the pressure on, because then if they
pressure
don't...
Pressure is on, mate. It's a pressure cooker. It's a pressure test, MasterChef. Olympic gold medalist Ian Thorpe. This is a big one. So he's in there. I wonder how Thorpe will go in the kitchen. I don't know.
I would guess that if they're on Celebrity MasterChef, they can cook.
Some ability,
because
don't
celebrities, they've got big egos. They don't like being made
crap
fun
and
of.
Stuff.
Yeah, they're not going to go on there and suck.
Although, how funny would that show be?
I'd rather that show.
We've spoken we about said that. Yeah,
just because like, I love the real people who can cook, right? Mm. And then I want celebrities who are doing toast and freezing ice cubes.
Yeah, and screwing it up. Yeah. So Thorpe is in there. Former AFL star Nick Riewoldt, big get. So two big sports stars.
Tassie's very own,
of course. Breakfast radio star Chrissy Swan. You may also remember her from early seasons of Big Brother, too. She's in there. Aussie actors, Rebecca Gibney and Matt Leneves.
Don't know Matt.
I don't know Matt. Rebecca Gibney. She's
Packed to the rafters.
Packed to the rafters, yeah.
Like she's great.
We like her? Yeah, good. Okay. Yeah. Fashion designer Colette Dinigan.
Don't know anything about her.
No, I know she's a fashion designer, but doesn't say much about her cooking, so I'm assuming she's
going to
be good.
I don't think any of these so far have ever said anything.
No.
So I think Rebecca Gibney did cook a bit on Packed to the Rafters.
Did she really?
But that is acting.
Ah, it's fake. It's fake. I wonder if they knew that before they casted her.
Though Thorpey, let's go back to Thorpey, Ian Thorpe. At the moment, Tasmania's very own Ariana Titmus. Yeah. You would have seen those Harvey Norman ads.
Yes.
Where she pulls a roast out of the
oven. That's right.
So maybe swimmers can cook.
Or maybe Thorpey made that roast and get
a diary. No, don't need you. You're going too far there. I'm just trying to help you. Don't make me go the other way.
Soccer legend Archie Thompson. Silver Fox, he's in there. Comedian Dilruk Joshana, who was in Hobart only recently. Mm. So he's also part of the cast. Now, this is an interesting one. We had no idea who this person was, so I've done a little deep dive to find out. Tilly Ramsey is also in the cast, and she's the daughter of British TV presenter and chef Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, is that who
that is? So that's who Tilly is. So she's Gordon Ramsay, famous chef. His daughter.
I love that. That's huge. Yeah. Nathan and I yesterday, we saw the photo and it was just the first names. So when Tilly came up, like Ian, it was Ian Thorpe.
Yeah. Yeah.
We know who that is, but when we saw Tilly in the name. I like that though. That's
yeah. So a little bit of a
because she's really big. She's big on TikTok. They do.
Oh,
some,
is she?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I have seen that.
Her and her dad do videos and stuff.
So we're hoping that I guess Gordon has obviously rubbed off a little bit on her and she knows how to cook.
No,
so.
She does. I've seen videos of her cooking. And she, I can confirm. I have seen videos of Tilly Ramsay cooking.
I was not expecting that. Out of all the cast, Tilly is the one that you've seen cook, which
well,
is exciting.
I mean, because she's because on TikTok as well.
Yeah,
I don't think any of those others are pig on.
No, they're not. Oh, no. I don't know. Maybe they're just not in my
app. Yeah, they're not in my For You page.
All right. Here's what I've done, Jim. I've created a list of Tassie MasterChef celebrity contestants. So if Tassie was to put on its own version of Celebrity MasterChef, I was like, who would be great in that cast?
Yeah.
Just to make it a little bit more local because none of these people, oh, I mean, Nick Riewoldt, of course, but there's not enough Tasmanians. So what I've done is up next, I'm going to run you through who I think should be in the Tassie Celebrity MasterChef kitchen. Now, Jim, before I get into the Tassie Celebrity MasterChef lineup that I've designed to keep things local for MasterChef, of course, we're giving away North Melbourne tickets as they take on the Brisbane Lions, which we're emceeing at Blunston Arena tomorrow. For anyone who just calls up the show and offers something, we are doing a blitz at the end of the hour, but now we've got a few people calling through, making sure that they're offering something. Tommy from New Norfolk. Tom, what do you got for us?
I'll buy you the beer at the footy.
Okay.
Or even two.
Ooh, or so, even
like,
two.
Like one each is in two or two each is in four?
One each is two.
Okay. Was your first offer one beer for us to share?
To share?
No.
No. No. It was just one beer for one of us.
Yeah, like one beer each. Like.
Okay.
Right.
So
okay,
two beers in total.
So two beers in total was your first offer, but you've just upped it to two beers each.
Yeah.
Tommy, I'm not going to say no because there's just Nathan and I are not allowed to drink on the job.
Mm.
But we
but
will.
But what about a meat pie?
A meat pie. Okay. Meat pie. I can eat on the job. Well, I was going to say, are you heading out after the footy?
Don't reckon.
Don't reckon.
Right. Okay. No, meat pie, I reckon. A meat pie each, Tommy.
Yeah. And a bottle of Coke. There we go.
Done. You got him. Done. You got him, Tommy. Well done, Lisa.
Can be bribed.
We are very
easy. All right, Lisa, what are you buying us?
You got something to offer, Lisa?
Well, I can up that offer, but just a useless bit of information just to keep your brain ticking over, you know, ready for the game tomorrow. So did you know that over 14 billion pencils are made every year around the world?
14 billion pencils?
Yeah.
I did not know that. How do you know that? How do you know that, Lise?
I just know stuff.
She just knows stuff. Are we happy with the pencil fact?
Because I'm thinking, like, you know, when we're doing the footy, I mean, you were there last week, but there's you got to kill some time sometimes,
right? Okay.
Maybe we could do this to the whole of Blunston. You know, like, hey, it's Jimmy Nath here, Blunston Arena, make some noise for your North Melbourne Kangaroos. Yeah. Hey, Nath, do you know how many pencils are made every year?
And I'll and go, you go, weirdly, I do.
And how many, Nath?
14 billion.
Yeah.
You know, Bill,
was it billion, Lisa, B?
Yeah, what's that?
Was it billion or million?
Billion.
Billion. 14 billion. Wow. And then I go, yeah, I do know that. Lisa from Midway Point told me. Lisa, where are you?
Lisa, make some noise.
Woo!
Yeah. Oh, Lisa, you got the tickets. Oh, I'm going to hold on to these. After the ads, we're going to find out who my Tassie MasterChef celebrity lineup is. Jim, we were talking about the new cast for Celebrity MasterChef. What I've done is fashioned my own Tassie local Celebrity MasterChef. I'm going to run it by you. Just let me know if you think these people would fit perfectly. Mm. Also, let me know. I mean, I've got the hot and cold music underneath, but it might be distracting.
It's a little distracting.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was. What
do
you reckon?
Is that the theme song to MasterChef?
Is it still? Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I've never watched MasterChef.
Yeah. But is this too distracting?
Yeah, but you love music, so you do what you do.
I might start with it, but no, you know
what? I see executive producer. That she's the boss.
Is that? Are you over that music?
Does it have words on it?
Nah. It's just the music.
I think that's fine.
Just the music? Okay, fine. All right, we'll keep it. If I get over it, though, I'll probably get rid of it.
You do, you boo.
Yeah. But you know, if you get over it too, feel free.
I feel like we're talking about it too much.
Yeah, we are. Wasting time. We're going to run out of time again.
I think you started talking about this at 6.15. It's now 6.35. Celebrity MasterChef.
All right, here we go. Come on, mate. First contestant for Tassie Celebrity MasterChef, the Crips Ambassador.
Oh, I love that.
You like that?
I really like that.
Obviously, baking expertise, knows his way around bread and all that kind of stuff. I think he'd be perfect.
I mean, the rumours are, if you look at him, he's a good-looking rooster with a six-pack. The rumours are he doesn't even eat bread.
Yeah.
They're the rumours.
I've heard that too, but that doesn't mean that he can't make some tasty bread.
No, you're so right.
He just might not eat it. Good chefs often don't eat. Your mum.
Funny. Yeah. Mum gives it a nudge, mate. Mum loves eating as she goes.
But she never finishes it all.
No.
You know what I mean?
It's a good, well, I mean, you can't serve people food if you've eaten them all.
All right, so we're on the board with the Crips Ambassador. How about this one? Former Premier Will Hodgman. Now, let me justify this. Now, we know that he often frequents a few bars, you know, Dr. Syntax, all that kind of stuff. He loves the bars. So maybe bar food. He'd be very good at pub food, you know, in the MasterChef kitchen. Yay or nay?
Yeah, I'm happy to have whoever in.
Okay.
Because as we said earlier, I like the idea of people not knowing how to cook.
That, to me, is what
I want to see.
Okay. How about this Lord Mayor Anna Reynolds? The reason being is because if we film
two politicians?
Well, the reason being, if we put Anna in, maybe food encourage her to put the taste back on. So that's it's a purely
bribe thing.
Yeah, put you in the show to put the taste on. Australian of the Year, Grace Tame. Now, I've put her in there because I know you've never watched it, but I watch MasterChef, and often in the pressure cooker, they have to run around a lot.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of running back and forth to the kitchen and back. Grace Tame, as we know, marathon runner.
Yeah.
So she'd be fit to go back and forth. You know, I mean, wouldn't get exhausted as everybody else.
I mean, you could also put her in there because she's probably the most famous Tasmanian.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But I'm talking purely skills in the kitchen.
I don't know.
What would be advantageous? Her ability to run.
I just... Running is... Don't ding yourself. But running is not a kitchen skill.
Yeah, but it's quick. No, working under time constraints. How about this one? The Davids. So these two work together as a pair. Boone and Foster.
Boone and Foster.
Boone and Foster. So they, as a duo,
yeah.
They're called the Davids.
You've got to throw an ex-radio star in there. Noonan, the other Dave.
Oh, the Davids. Three Davids. Four of them.
David Noonan, David Walsh, David Foster, David Boone.
Put them all in there. Yeah. And they all operate as one.
When they come up on screen, it just says David. Yeah. Doesn't actually give you the last name. Just says David.
The last contestant I had in there, Jimmy from the Jimmy No Show.
No, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah,
I am a good chef.
Because I wasn't going to put you in there. Just thought I'd throw you a bone.
What about, can I throw some?
Yeah, go ahead.
Those
couple
of extra Davids. Matty Newell.
Yeah, Matty Newell.
He's working with us now. He was on Kitchen
One
Rules.
Of the other ones.
Yeah, with some other bloke.
My Kitchen Renovations.
Yeah, but yeah, he's had some experience on.
They
love doing that in those reality shows.
They love that. Bring them back.
You could also throw in Sabina Newton, who's currently on MasterChef.
I should just stick around for the
celebrity. Because, I mean, you know, they have one, like, you know, she was just an everyday. Because she's going to get off this. She's doing, I reckon she's going to finish really highly.
And she'll be a celebrity once she finishes the show, therefore can participate. I love that too.
So throw her in there.
Matt Murph. Weather guy Murph.
I'd love to see him
behind the frying pan.
Good on him. Yeah,
you know?
Good bets from
Murph. No real culinary skills to my knowledge, but I just think he'd be funny.
He'd be fun to have around.
I'd just love to see him in there.
I actually really like that cast. I'd watch that show.
You watch that show? Maybe we'll go to Screen Taz and we'll get it. Get it happening. What do you reckon?
Get some funding.
Yeah, I love
Producer
that.
Producer Grace, start writing the scripts.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys, but reality TV, it's scripted.
Yeah, the whole thing. Everything
is scripted, don't want to be the one to tell you.
If it's on TV, it's scripted. Yeah, put it that
way. Even this. All right, what do I say next?
You say Miley Cyrus, Midnight Sky.
Miley Cyrus, Midnight Sky.
Hit 100.9.
Hit 100.9.
Jim, we did it this time last week and we're doing it again. We're blitzing.
Yeah, very exciting. Nath, North Melbourne, the Kangaroos, they return to Blunson Arena this Saturday. Tomorrow, 4:30 p.m. Now, if you want tickets, you can visit nmfc.com.au/Hobart or call us right now.
Call the show right now, 131060. Every single person that gets through and gets on the show will get a family pass right now.
Right now, you just got to call us, 131060. Nathan and I are going to be emceeing. We're going to be there, both of us, this weekend. Last weekend, it was just me. I'm excited to have the big fella with me this weekend.
Yeah, your boy's back.
The boys are back. It's not just me chatting to myself.
It's not just you going, isn't that right, Nath? And then me never replying. You know, you think you would have learned after 2.5 hours.
Now, you can back me on this, because I know even when I'm not here, you're still funny.
Yes.
And when you're not there, I'm still funny.
Totally.
But it just doesn't have as much punch when you make a funny joke and you're the one laughing at yourself.
Yeah, exactly, because you need me there laughing.
Yeah.
Or I need you there laughing.
It's just me looking at the camera by myself going, ha ha ha,
and there's no one else to back you up. You know what I mean? Because people love when we laugh.
Yes.
People laugh.
People laugh at the laughter.
Yeah. I always laugh at laughter.
Now, again, all you got to do, 131060, as Nate said, give us a call. Nate's going to ask you a very simple question, and that question will be,
would you like the tickets? Let's do an example.
Okay.
Right. And also, it doesn't matter if they say yes, no, maybe, I don't know.
They're just going to say something.
Yeah, they're just going to say something and you get the tickets. There is a very, very low bar.
Yeah.
If you make some sort of noise on the end of the phone, you get the tickets. All right, perfect example. Here we go. Maddie from Cambridge. Matt, would you like the tickets? You got him, mate. You got him.
And Matt, awesome. Thanks, guys.
That's comedy gold.
And that's comedy gold.
We didn't even ask you to do that.
That wasn't even prepared. No. It's like people are going to be like, Matt, oh, they spoke to Matt beforehand. Matt, we didn't. That's the first time we've spoken this morning, isn't it?
That is the very first time.
100%. And Matt, you've got yourself a family pass. Easy as that. Okay. It's a blitz. It's very easy. You just got to jump on the phones right now. 131060. If you would like to come along to the North Melbourne game, Jimmy and I are emceeing it. Taking on the Brisbane Lions, Blunston Arena. Jump on the phones right now. We have an unlimited amount of tickets to give away. End of the week and let's blitz, Jim.
Yeah, really exciting. North Melbourne, the Kangaroos are back at Blunston tomorrow, 4:30 p.m, playing the Brisbane Lions. If you do want to buy tickets, even though we are blitzing, but if you do want to buy tickets and you miss out, because right now all our phone lines are full.
Yeah.
If you're trying to call the show and you can't get through, it's because every phone line is blocked.
Now, we are giving them away all throughout the show. So if you get on the show, you will get tickets.
Yeah.
But this is just the easiest time to get them.
Yeah. So if you do want to buy them, nmfc.com.au/Hobart. As Nay said, we're doing a blitz again at 7:30 and also again at the end of the show just before 9 if you do miss out right now.
Now, of course, the number is 131060. Now, the easiest thing about the blitz is we'll ask you the question, do you want the tickets? We don't care what you respond, as long as there is some sort of response. As long as you could say no and you'll still get the tickets. Yeah. It's very hard to not get the tickets.
But also don't be the person that calls up and says no.
No.
Because people are trying to get through.
Yeah, exactly. But you will get the tickets if you do say no.
But
don't say no. Luke from Brighton, do you want the tickets, Lukey?
Yeah, mate. I'd love to take my beautiful partner and two kids. They've never seen a football game in their life. So.
Oh, Lukey. I mean, you were going to get them after yes, but what a beautiful sentiment on the end of that. Well done, Lukey. You're going along, buddy.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Good on you. Bianca from Claremont. Bianca.
First footy game.
I love that. Bianca, do you want the tickets?
Yes, definitely, please.
You got them, B. Tommy. Don't need to thank you, Bianca. They're yours.
I do love it. Manners are important.
Yeah, they are. Tom from Montrose, you want the tickets?
Yeah, fellas, love them.
They're yours, buddy.
All yours, Tommy.
All right, let's go. Jordan from Woodbridge. Jordan, you want to go to the game?
Yeah, boys.
They're yours.
All yours, mate.
Good on you.
Good man.
Sean. Sean from Campania. Sean, you want to go to the game?
Yeah, mate, great.
Don't know what you said, but they're all yours.
You got them. Well,
yeah, we're having to be.
Oh, Sharon from Derwent Park, you want to go to the game, Shazza?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not? It's a good answer. They're yours, Shaz. Well done.
Thanks.
Luke from Sorrel, you want the tickets?
Yes, please, boys.
Yep. Good manners.
Yeah, Luke, did you have plans tomorrow or your calendar was free?
Nah, I was free, so it worked out well.
Worked out well, like that.
Well, they're yours, Luke. Well done. All right, Maddie from Midway Point. Mads, you want the tickets?
Absolutely. Oh, exciting.
Oh.
I don't know if you want them, Maddie.
I think maybe just a little or like a lot.
Maddie, who would you take with you?
I'm going to surprise my best friend.
Oh, best friends.
Best friends. I love this. Yeah. Did you have plans tomorrow to do anything?
Just work. But then I was like, you know what? Why don't we just treat ourselves?
So, I love that attitude.
I love that for us, Maddie.
Yeah. Well
and done. You're not going to believe it. I know this is going to come as a bit of a surprise, but you're going to the footy.
You got it, Maddie.
Oh my God.
Well done. Well done. Luke from Moona. Luke, you want the tickets?
Yes, please, boys.
You got him, Lukey. Oh, yes, well done, well done.
Brendo from Glenorchy. Wrap things up. Brendo, big question for you, mate. Would you like the tickets?
Yes, please.
We need a drum roll.
Okay, come on, boys.
Will Brendo from Glenorchy get tickets to footy?
Jim, it's over to you, mate.
Yeah, Will.
Oh, you got him, Brendo.
Thank you.
Who do you want to thank, Brendan?
I would like to thank Jimmy and Nate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and obviously myself for calling up.
Doesn't matter how you respond. I will ask the question, do you want the tickets? However you respond, as long as we get something down the phone line, you'll score the tickets family pass. A couple of examples now. 131060, jump on the phones. But let's go to Kylie from Lindisfarne. Kylie, would you like the tickets?
Woohoo!
You got them. See, that's all we needed was the woohoo, Kylie.
Yep.
The woohoo, absolutely. Well
no,
done.
That's enough, Cos.
Corey from Rugby, would you like the tickets, Corey?
Yeah.
Oh, Corey, you got a well done, brother.
Corey, who are you gonna take with you? You got four tickets.
I'll probably. I don't know. See if the boys are keen, I guess.
Yeah, get round the boys, yeah. I reckon. Absolutely.
I mean, you probably didn't know I was going to have a follow-up question.
Yeah, he wasn't ready for it, mate. Ready. We just said the noise.
He didn't know.
All right, I promise you there won't be too many follow-up questions. We just need a noise or a yes or a no. Whatever, you'll get the tickets. 131060, we're blitzing next. Atomic Kitten, 19 minutes to 8, had a massive crush on these girls growing up, I remember.
And this is exciting. Because they are on the phone right now.
You're kidding.
Your crush growing up, Atomic Kitten.
And they're getting tickets. Atomic Kitten, you there? Atomic.
I'm going to finish you. No.
You told me we were getting them on
I
here.
Thought I got Atomic and Kitten. Unfortunately, it looks like
where are they?
We lost them both.
Well, no, the problem is we're doing a blitz, so all the phone lines are full. So we just got a message on Instagram from Atomic and Kitten. Guys, can't get through. You decided to do a blitz.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Apparently, we might be able to get Kitten next week, but Atomic is never coming on this show again.
The one time she calls through, yeah. It happens to be a blitz. All right, we are blitzing the North Melbourne game this weekend, taking on the Brisbane Lions, Bunston Arena. Jim, you and I emceeing it, and we've been given tickets to give away.
Yeah, tomorrow, 4:30, you just got to... Nate's going to ask you a very simple question. Nate, that question is...
Would you like the tickets?
As long as you say something, you will get the tickets. As I said, a family pass to hang out with Nathan and I at the footy tomorrow.
Anne from Lindisfarne. Anne, would you like the tickets?
Super exciting.
You got them. I mean, technically it wasn't an answer, but we didn't ask for an answer. She's just excited. You've got the tickets, Anne. Well done.
Thank you so much.
I mean, you can't have a go at Anne. She said English. Someone called up before and went, oh, yeah?
And I loved that. Yeah.
Someone called up at 6 and was like... Blah, 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 blah.
Alicia from Bridgewater, you want the tickets?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're yours, Leash. Well done. Righto, let's go to Bianca. Bianca from Roosting Vale. Bianca, you want the tickets?
Absolutely, yes, please.
They're yours, B. Well done, Chris.
Thank you.
Chris.
Love manners.
Chris from Glenorchy. Great manners. Chris, would you like the tickets?
Sure do, boys.
Boom. They are yours, Chris. Georgia from Brighton. Georgia, you want the tickets?
Yes, please.
Oh. How old are you, Georgia?
Six.
Oh. Who are you going to go the footy with?
My dad, my brother, and my mum and me.
Oh, I'm glad you put you in there as well, Georgia. That's lovely. Well done, Georgia. Renee from Fawcett. Renee, would you like the tickets?
Oh, no.
Hello?
Oh. Our only rule is you have to say something.
And that'll do. You got the tickets, Renee. Joy from Bridgewater. Joy, you want the tickets?
Yeah. Give them.
Got him. Well done, Joy.
That's the new motto of the show. Yeah. Give him.
Rory from Rugby. Hi, Rory. Would you like the tickets?
I love Jimmy and Nath.
I love Jimmy and Nath. Well, we love you, Rory. And just for saying that, you got the tickets,
you got the tickets mate.
Well
mate.
Done. All right, let's go to Gabby. Gabby from Acton. Gabby, would you like the tickets, Gabs?
100% yes, please.
Boom. They are yours, Gab. All right, let's go to Fabian. Fabian from Pontville. G'day, Fabs. How are you?
Yes, thanks.
That's what you say to the bouncer when they ask how many drinks have you had.
Yes, thanks.
An everyday person
who answered the call and stood above the rest by saying something outrageous on the radio. It's Jimmy and Nate's Caller of the Week!
Oh, mer. What noise does a stuck-up cow make?
Oh, mer.
Oh, mer.
Oh, mer.
Mer. Nate, let's find out this week's nominees.
Jimmy and Nate started the week looking at all the events going on this week in Hobart, but there was a bit of a problem.
So we got two AFL games, we got Amy Shark, and we got all the Dark Mofo stuff. Yeah. So they're worried. They're not enough security guards.
Okay.
So 131060, do you know someone who would be a good security guard?
Brendan from Moraine. Hey, Brendan, any experience in the security guard industry before?
Yeah, about 20 years ago. I worked there for about 2 years.
Okay, so he's been a security guard before. Brendan, would you come out of retirement just for the weekend?
Oh, mate, the job I've got now is too cushy.
Okay, but the thing is, Hobart might need you. So, Brendan, what we want to do, we've come up with a bit of a test just to see how good you are at identifying people and whether or not they should be let into a club. Okay,
so Nathan and I, we're going to rock up. We've had a few.
Yeah.
And we want to see if you can stop us from getting in, okay?
No problem.
Oi, Jim, let's get in here. It's cargo. Let's go in here, bro.
I'm loving it. You don't ever speak like that.
Oh, no, it's because I'm blind. You just don't remember. Oi, let's go in here.
Where do you think you're going,
fellas? I just want to go and have a few skewies.
No, fellas, sorry.
Oh, come on, Seki, let us in.
You got to get past me, fellas.
Mate, that was said so.
Can you get a round of applause for Brendan?
Yeah, we'll give him a round of applause.
Good Brendan, stuff. As soon as you started speaking, I was like, I'm in trouble. You've got that very authoritative voice.
Yeah, fellas, plus I'm 6'2" and about 104 kilos.
Oh, we are not getting in that club. Hayley from Hobart. Hayley, do you reckon you'd be a good security guard?
Yeah.
Have you got any experience in the industry, Hayley?
No.
What do you think makes you a good secchi, Hayley?
Because I'm just a funny person.
Okay, we'll find out. All right.
So, Hayley, we're at Amy Shark. We've had a bit too much. We're in the crowd. We're jumping up and down. We're bumping into people. We're carrying on a bit. And we want you to tap us on the shoulder and say, hey, boys, you're going to need to leave.
So, okay. All right, we're at Amy Shark.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Boys, you need to calm down.
Nate, get off my shoulders.
Yeah, I'm too heavy for you. Who's this? Who are you? Get up. What are you? Are you security?
Yeah.
It's all right if I jump on his shoulders, isn't it?
Nah.
Why not?
Because it's not respectful.
Why are you laughing?
You sound like you find it pretty funny.
No.
Speaking of funny, then the guys had Nanny Lynn on the show.
Grannies have been paired up with students from Cosgrove High to learn how to graffiti with spray paint around Hobart. Sort of tackle ageism. Now, there is one person we thought was appropriate to talk to about this. Nanny Lynn! Welcome, Nanny. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
We are good. Nanny, we've got to talk about graffitiing. Have you ever graffitied before?
Oh, never. And I don't agree with defacing anybody's property.
Okay. So you've never graffitied before in your life, Nanny, even as a kid?
No. Maybe a hopscotch thing on the floor.
I knew that was you. I've seen your tag everywhere. This is the thing. What we're talking about here, it's going to be legal. They're not breaking any laws. Now, if it was totally legal, are you okay with it, or are you still not really into graffiti?
No, I'm not into graffiti. What concerns me is if you've got these grannies learning how to graffiti, what's the end result going to look like?
Oh, you
if it looks terrible, are they going to clean it off, or do you have to live with it?
That's a good question.
I mean, imagine driving around and seeing a funny looking picture on a wall and go, oh, well, a granny did that when she was learning. You think, oh, haven't you got something better to do than that?
We can go outside again. I don't like the looks of those teenagers.
After that, it was time to matchmake producer Grace for some unknown reason.
Did you or did you not tell Diana, your partner, she has 12 months to propose?
I said she can propose in the next year.
Yes. Did you say to her that she has 12 months to propose?
It's not a limit. It's not an ultimatum. It's just a gentle suggestion that maybe within the 12 months she might like to propose.
And you provided an ultimatum that
it's
she has.
It's not an ultimatum.
You did say a year to propose.
Yes, yes. I said I will probably get engaged in the next year.
You will?
Yes.
Whether it's Diana or not, but I am marrying somebody.
So, what we're going to do, Hobart, 131060, propose to Grace.
Please stay by me, Diana.
Hello, Frank from Brighton.
Let's get started. I'll bloody marry you, all right? Let's get over and done with.
We love it!
Oh,
we love
Frank,
it!
Thank Thank you.
We found love. Oh, this is great. Now, Frank, admit this isn't just a sympathy call, is it? You were always trying to call for this, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. Why not? Producer Grace. I'm just married Producer Grace. I'm a legend.
Yeah, you are a legend, mate. What's your favourite thing about your future wife, Frank?
She's female.
He's an unusual guy, looking for someone young to do. Hey, Gracie, Frankie wants to marry you.
MP3 with the goods.
Oh, that was a good one. I really enjoyed that one. The more I have thought about it, though, Producer Grace... You did. It was an ultimatum.
Not an ultimatum.
You said 12 months. It was an ultimatum. I am getting engaged.
General suggestion.
Wasn't a general
suggestion.
General suggestion. Good to see you.
Look, there can only be one winner. Now, people may say we're bribing this man, but I'm pretty sure he's a retired security guard.
Yeah, it's not so we can get into cargo tomorrow night.
Our cow for this week is Brendan from Moraine.
Brendo, welcome.
How are you going?
Brendo, congratulations. You're our call of the week. You scored yourself an exclusive pair of Jimmy Nath Budgie Smugglers, mate. We know you're a big fella. Big size, you reckon you'll wear them?
Probably will, I reckon, fellas.
That's my that. Boy.
Now, Brendan, you're not still a security guard, eh?
No, mate. I'm a truck driver now, so.
Yeah, okay, good.
Truck
good.
Driver.
Because I just didn't want people to think we were giving you this so, you know, you'd let us into cargo.
I'm pretty sure you I let in. So.
Right, okay. So if we try and break into his truck, we'll know about it. Hey, Brendo, I'm also going to give you $100 to spend at the Iconic, your one-stop shop for fashion, sport, kids, toys and beauty with fast delivery and free returns. How does that sound?
That sounds good, fellas.
Mate, that is all yours now, Brendo, of course, because you're now part of a very exclusive club. You are a cow, a call of the week. What we do need you to do for us in your best security voice is to give us your biggest, loudest, longest moo, if that's okay.
It certainly is. Moo!
The long, you're not coming in here. Jim, this is exciting. Please welcome, for the first time to the Jimmy and A Show, live in the studio, the brand new leader of the Tasmanian Labor Party, Mr. David O'Byrne. Dave, welcome.
Yep, morning, lads. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
David, this is a long time coming. We love that you have you on the show for the first time. Now, because it is the first time, we don't have an interesting intro for you.
Right.
We don't know enough
about
you.
So I have to make something
yet.
Up? Or...
Well, what's an interesting fact about you that nobody knows? That you're willing to share.
That I'm willing to share. That's a different one. Yeah. I probably need to get this advisedly. I got no idea. I'm not interesting, maybe. That's the thing.
No, you are. Favourite movie, musician?
Look, I must admit, actually, I'm shocking on the impersonation. So that's my kryptonite.
You should sometimes not have told us that, Dave.
That's right. So I'm in a bit of strife with that. So around my mates, if there's a bit of an accent going on, I sort of culturally appropriate. So shocking.
Nath is also really bad at impressions.
No, I'm really good at it, mate. Have you ever seen Lilo and Stitch, Dave?
No.
Okay, well then you will
no,
not.
No, that's right.
Well, so this is Stitch to a T. Hello.
It's not, Dave.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. That's good. Yeah. Now I want to see that. I want to go and listen because if it's not, it's
Disney
pretty
Plus.
Ordinary.
You can go
Disney Plus, yeah. No, very good.
David, very exciting. You announced your Shadow Cabinet last night as well.
Yeah, great team. We've got a great bunch of people around the state that are really keen to get in and make a difference. So Bastian Seidel, he's a doctor. He's got health. Josh Willey, he's a teacher. He's got education. Beck is coming along as Shadow Treasurer. So great team, great diversity, good bunch of people. Happy to lead them.
What goes into selecting the Shadow Cabinet when you're looking for the right people?
Hands in a hat.
How does that process work?
Yeah, well, it really is. You look at the government, you look how they line up, you look what their ministry looks like, and then you look around the room and you talk to people, you talk to stakeholders, you know, the business community, the TASCOS, and you go, right, how are we going to line up? How are we going to hold them to account? And also, you want someone who's got the capacity to build a vision for the future. What's the plan? I know, particularly here in Hobart, I'm taking on infrastructure because I know getting stuck in traffic every day, it's killing me. And the last major investment in Hobart that sort of assisted traffic was under Labor, where we built the Brighton Transport Hub and moved all the industrial traffic out of Macquarie Point and pushed it all the way out to Brighton. So we know people getting stuck in traffic. So for me, it's about infrastructure. It's about health. It's about lining up people who've got the skills, got the ability to really take it up to the government.
How do you, I guess, you know, I know you mentioned it there briefly, but how do you hold them accountable? Like, there were, I guess, a lot of promises, especially over election time. What do you do?
Yeah, people are really cynical about politics. They hear politicians going, it's all blah, blah, blah in the background. So the ability for us is to get out into the community, talk to the community, do the door knocking, do the community groups, but also hold them to account not only every day in Parliament, but in the community every day, not just at election times. Because as soon as elections come along, everyone sort of, the shutters go up. I don't want to hear all of these promises. I don't believe it. It doesn't mean anything to me. So if we can really hold them to account in the period of time between elections, people then, by the time they get to the election, they go, actually, they haven't done X, Y, and Z. Said. And, you know, these guys, the Labor Party, talking about something really good. All right, we'll back them. We'll give them a go. So it really, it's every day, mate. Hard work.
The next election's basically started now.
Well, it has. And that's the conversation we had in the team yesterday. Really, we've got to get on the front foot now because the last election was a year early. So we need to be prepared from day one. We know we've lost a few elections and we've copped a bit of a touch up. We get that. We know it's essentially the coach who's going to take over from Nathan Buckley and trying to rebuild something, you know. So
you've got some good players, though.
Although I'm a Collingwood fan, we've lost Darcy Moore for the season, which is a heartbreaker. You know, the good-looking fellow that he is. So really, it's about every day you listen, you learn, you talk to people, you build relationships, and you talk about stuff that people want you to talk about. Don't talk about the rubbish of politics. Yeah. Talk about the fact that if you want to ring an ambulance, sometimes it takes 3 or 4 hours, then you get ramped at the Royal Hobart. If you want your kids to have a good education, you know, it's all of those things that actually mean something to people's lives.
That matters to the people of Tassie. I mean, let's go through the team. I mean, you were talking about Beck White before coming on a shadow treasurer. How important is it to keep people like Beck, another one on there, Dean Winter, in the face of the public and talking and, I guess, expressing the needs of the Tasmanian public?
Yeah, absolutely. Both Beck and Dean are absolute talents. And Beck, she's been around politics a while, but she's really only, 37, 38?
Yeah.
About to have a second child in about a week or so we're all very excited for her. And Dean, great, mate of mine from Kingborough, a really good talent. So it's really important that we showcase all the good people that have got the future of Tasmania in their hearts. So very excited to have Beck as shadow treasurer, Dean as leader of opposition business, and also energy. So energy is a key issue for us, given Marinus and the renewable energy opportunities. And I'm taking on climate change as well. So you've got all of these issues that are sort of swirling around in people's minds, and having good people out the front articulating really good, strong policy is crucial for us.
Totally. I mean, you just mentioned one there. Climate change is obviously a massive one that people are very passionate about, particularly in Tassie and around Australia and globally at the moment.
Absolutely.
What do you want to see for climate change with respect to Tasmania going into the next couple of years?
Yeah, well, Tasmania has a renewable energy advantage. We obviously are an absolute renewable energy powerhouse, but it's not just enough to say, well, we've got hydro, we've got wind, you know, we've got solar programs. It's not just enough to do that. It's about reducing the footprint across the whole of government, electric vehicle, car fleet. You know, there's a whole range of matters that people want to raise within the climate change area. And to have thousands of young Tasmanians and older Tasmanians protesting and saying, it's not enough what you're doing, we want more. And it's not a protest. You know, I mean, there are parties that are there for the protest and want to yell and scream, that's fine. We actually want to get in as a party of government and do something and have a tangible policy that people can go, actually, I like what you're doing. These are the initiatives that I'm going to back, and I can see positive change. So really, that's, we want to give young people and people who feel strongly about that a voice in the Labor Party. But we also need to ensure that, and it's the responsibility of Labor, we're the Workers' Party, we want to make sure that people can have good, solid, secure jobs, and that the new environment, the new economic environment dealing with climate change, can have a place for working people. So absolutely, it is about balancing those two things.
Fantastic.
Well, that does sound like a Jimmy Nath party, that yelling and screaming party.
Oh, 100%.
I'm not against it. I'm not against it, but you just got to do a little bit more. You know?
That's what we'll leave politics to you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, David O'Byrne, mate, thank you so much for joining us for the first time on the show, the first time of many, brand new leader of the Tasmanian Labor Party. We appreciate you coming on the show, and next time we'll have a list of impersonations that we would love you to do. David, thank you very much.
Cheers, guys. Great to be here.
Family passes to North Melbourne when they take on the Brisbane Lions.
Just hopeful that goes a bit better than our Big Mac thing. What an absolute hot mess that was. Speaking of people who love Big Macs, Mitchie McPherson.
Oh, welcome, Mitchie.
I thought you were going to say, speaking of hot messes.
Also true. No, you're just hot, mate. You're not a mess.
I thought there'd be Big Macs in here.
Yeah, you did want a Big Mac, didn't you?
I do. That's my favourite burger at Macca's.
Yeah, really? It is a good one. I love the Big Mac sauce.
Mm.
Have you ever do you ever get chicken nuggets and get the Big Mac sauce with
love
chicken
that.
Nuggets?
No.
Love that.
Game changer.
Mate, even put some nuggies on the Big Mac.
Oh. Settle down, mate.
Okay, come on.
We've been over this, mate. You trying to put two of every animal on a burger, is not okay.
You failed at that.
Hey, Mitchie, obviously this Monday, Speak Up Stage Chatty's inaugural Shorts Day kicking off for the very first time, which is very exciting, held on the 21st of June. Shortest day of the year, asking people to come together to brave the cold, brave the conversation, and very special. Me, Jimmy, and you, Mitchie, we're doing a show on Shorts Day live from Sailormaker Square, which is awesome.
Yeah, we're very excited for that. So from 7 o'clock, I think we're going to be live down outside
the Mercury
entrance down out in Salamanca Square. So, yeah, today's purely just a plug for Shorts Day. A lot of awareness been happening around it. A lot of organisations have signed up and schools, and we're pumped and we're really excited for it. And we're really grateful as well to those that have signed up. And if you haven't registered and received the pack, still on Monday, chuck some shorts on. You know, hashtag shorts down the socials, get behind it, jump on our website to learn a little bit more about braving the conversation.
Yeah, because that's a bit, I know that people are officially involved, but again, you know, Hobart loves a last minute thing.
Yeah, there's been a few and that's fine.
But again, on Monday, you know, wear your shorts, come down, say good day to myself, Nathan, Mitchie. Again, we'll do the show from 6, but we'll be live down in Salamanca Square from 7.
Yes.
Come down, say good day. And again, I guess fair warning, Mitch will be, it's 3 hours of Mitchie.
Yeah.
Not just his one segment.
Brace yourself.
It's 3 hours. And again, it's still like, we're going to be, again, talking about Shorts Day. There'll be plenty of interviews. We're going to talk about what it's about, how you can have that conversation. It's still plenty of fun.
Yeah.
Dad Joke Mondays is still going to be part of the show.
Ripper guests on the show.
Guests. I think I'm bringing a dad joke too.
Yes.
That's one of my jobs, I've heard.
Yeah, as the only dad of the Jimmy Nath Mitchie show.
Lead by example, I will.
Yeah. Well, are you worried about your...
Well, I crack a few at Maya, and the thing about her age at the moment, I don't get a lot of feedback, so I don't know how well they're tracking.
Well, I think May's going to support you regardless of what you do.
Yeah, she loves me, so which is great. She's
Jimmy like, Nath? Jimmy Nath, maybe not.
Yeah, I don't reckon she'd listen to you.
Yeah. Well, what show would she listen
Where would
to?
She
I
go?
Can't mention that.
No, you're right. Anyway, it's Jimmy Nath's Shorts Day. Unfortunately, Mitchie can't be there.
Mitchie, we tried on the shorts yesterday as well. You've got us some special Shorts Day Stage Chatty shorts.
Yep.
Can I say, extremely comfortable.
They are comfortable.
Super comfortable. Yeah. I don't reckon I'll take them off because I love wearing shorts at the best of times.
We'll rock those on Monday.
Yep. Again, we'll be wearing the shorts there. And again, yeah, I'd encourage you, again, even if you haven't officially involved or got the pack or whatever, just put some shorts on. The biggest thing, I know there is the fundraising element, Mitchie, but you'd agree the biggest thing is just having that conversation.
Just wearing them. Someone asking you why on a really cold day, it's predicted 13 degrees, I think, why are you wearing shorts? Look, I'm supporting mental health and I'm encouraging people around me to learn a little bit more about how to have the conversation. So absolutely, there'll be someone on Sunday that sees something on socials about it, chuck some shorts on and get around it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can head to the Stage Chatty Instagram, the Jimmy Nath Instagram. There's a picture up there of us in the shorts as well.
I look very white in that. I'm really worried about Monday.
Was the question, Mitchie. Are we going to tan our legs before? And Jimmy's got a great tan on his legs, but you and I.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but don't be surprised if on Monday I look a little browner than what I did yesterday.
About to wrap up the show, not before we do a little bit of a blitz though, Jim. North Melbourne taking on the Brisbane Lions this Saturday. So much on in Hobart. Cannot wait to get into this weekend, I tell you what.
Amy Shark, 2 games of AFL, Dark Mofo, Ronald McDonald House Charity Ball. Mm-hmm. This is a lot. Steve's birthday.
Oh, I'm sure it is Steve's birthday.
I'm sure it's someone's birthday. We got invited to that. Nathan, we are about to do our last blitz. Giveaway tickets to North Melbourne, the Brisbane Lions. Nathan, I am seeing tomorrow. But before we do that, it is the end of the show, so we should do a quick show rating. I don't need to know why. Just give me a number, Nathan. 1 to 10. What do you got?
I've gone 7. 7 out of 10.
Okay, I've gone 9 out of 10.
Producer Grace?
I've gone 8.
8 out of 10. 7, 8, 9. There you go. Boom. All right, let's blitz, shall we?
Very simple. Nate's going to ask you a simple question. That question is,
would you like the tickets?
And then you just got to say something.
Tyler from Old Beach, would you like the tickets?
Absolutely.
Boom, you got them. Well done. Let's go to Chris from Lewisham. Chris, would you like the tickets?
My man.
You got them, Chris. Kimbra from Lauderdale. Chris, you want the tickets?
I think you said Kimbra from Lauderdale. Chris, do you want the tickets?
Yes.
Yeah, you said you did. It was confusing, Kimbra.
All right,
I'm sorry.
Kimbra, would you like the tickets?
I would love them, thank you very much.
Do you have a friend called Chris, Kimbra?
No, I do not.
Okay, well... You got them anyway.
It was confusing.
It was confusing. I'm sorry. I didn't realise I did it. So this is what happens when you rip through so many.
Just blitz them, mate.
Mark from Claremont. Mark, would you like the tickets?
Yes, please.
Boom. They got them.
All yours,
Marky. All yours, Marky. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew from Brighton. Matty, would you like the tickets?
Yes, please. Up the Lions.
Up, okay. Up the Lions. Okay.
Lions fair, Matty.
Yep, sure
are,
am.
Are you worried that North Melbourne could get up this weekend?
Not at all.
Jess from Rugby, you want the tickets?
Yes, please.
Boom, they are yours.
Let's Jess, who would you take with you?
My son really wants to go and take his two little cousins.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that'd be fun. Cute. Boys at the footy with Jess.
Lovely. Let's go to another Jess. Jess from Colton. Hey, Jess, how are you?
Oh, dear.
Jess, would you like the tickets?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, Charles, very close to going.
I was about to hang up.
Well done. Karen from Berrydale. Karen, would you like the tickets?
I would love the tickets, please.
They are yours, Kaz. Well done. Maddie from Howrah. Hi, Maddie.
Maddie.
Yes, mate.
Would you like the tickets?
Certainly do, boys. Thank you.
Maddie, you a Kangaroos fan or a Lions fan?
No, I'm actually a Lions supporter as well, so.
Okay.
Oh, good on you, Matt.
Yeah, what do you reckon the boys' chances are this weekend?
Mate. Is it even a question?
And finally, for the final time, we've got enough tickets to give away. I think we've got one left, yeah?
Maybe. Let's have a chat and see.
Emily from Glenorchy, do you want the tickets?
Yes, please.
Let me just check. We were given an unlimited amount of tickets.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
Yeah, what does unlimited
what is
even mean?
The definition of unlimited.
Yeah, exactly. Emily, what is the definition of unlimited?
Oh, I think you've got one more lot to give me.
You reckon?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Who would you take with you, Emily?
Oh, my partner, I reckon.
You're hello, he said, I reckon.
Yeah, I suppose.
What's your partner's name, Em?
Zach.
Zach. Big Zach.
Zach a fan of the footy, Em?
Yeah, he doesn't mind the football.
Doesn't mind it, okay.
Zach a fan of us, Em?
Yeah, definitely. Mm. So is my son. He loves you guys.
Oh, what's your son's name?
Ryan.
Shout out to Ryan.
Good on you, Ryan. Okay. Yeah, Emily, yeah, you can go. Good on you. I got the tickets for you.
Thank you.
You're the last Blitz person, Emily, so I know, I mean, everyone's just gone, yeah, thanks, or I've just hung up on them, they've got the tickets, but can I get like a woohoo or something?
Woo!
Are you happy with that, Jim?
Boo-hoo, Hobart.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.